It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. If you have a mortgage on your home, you'll be particularly interested in this.
Molly, have you been watching that paint job they're doing on the house across the street? White with pink shutters?
Almost as pink as the cheeks on the young couple living there. And were they excited when they moved in? You know, that first day in a new home is a big event in any family's life.
It sure is. And another big event is the day the family can stop worrying about what would happen to their home if Dad wasn't around to make payments on the mortgage or pay the rent.
And friends, that big day comes when a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan takes over the problem for you. With this plan in your life insurance program, if anything happens to the breadwinner, Prudential will provide the money to pay off the mortgage on your home. Leaves it free and clear for you and your family to live in as long as you wish.
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed. And if you're renting an apartment or home, you'll find the cost of Prudential's rent payment plan just as low.
So ask your Prudential agent to come around and give you the details on these wonderful home protection plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar.
Like the book says, the future belongs to those who prepare for it.
Tonight is fun night at the Wistful Vista Elks Club. And a feature of the evening's entertainment will be a comedy sketch starring Fibber, McGee, and Friend. Here at number 79, the star has just finished dressing for his role.
Well, kiddo, I'm all set. How do I look in my policeman's uniform?
You look cute, McGee.
Yep. Boy, we'll fracture them brother elks of ours with this sketch we're going to do tonight. Me and Doc and Wally Wimple.
Wallace Wimple, is he in it too? I knew Dr. Gamble was.
Sure, Wimp plays the part of the hobo. I'm the cop and... Or, wait a minute, is Wimp going to play the rich banker, the one that gets his pocket picked and they call me?
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't know, but I can't wait to see it.
No, wait a minute. Mort Toops is going to be the rich man, or is he going to be the girl? Gee, I gave out those parts so fast,
The girl, you say?
Uh-huh. The one selling flowers on the corner that the water squirts out of when I go over to smell them.
Sounds like quite an amusing evening in store for everyone.
Oh, boy, it's a riot. I wrote this myself, you know, for I and old Fred Nittany. We used to murder him with this routine. I'll get it. Come in.
Hi, Molly. Hello, fellow actor.
Hello, Doctor.
Oh, hi, Fats. Hey, I was right the first time, Molly. Doc plays the rich banker. I remember now we picked him because he's got the bulgiest pockets in town, even when they're empty. Don't even have to wear a money belt with that strip of suit he carries.
All right, McGee. Come in, Doctor. My, you look very handsome in that tuxedo.
Yeah, great, great. Well, how do I look in my policeman's uniform?
Tight.
Who's tight?
The uniform. Who's in there with you, Sergeant Friday?
Come on, come on, come on. Let's not waste time, Fatso. We got things to do. Got to check and see if everything's set. Did you pick up the flowers from the gag shop?
Yep, I got the flowers and also the beautiful flower girl, Mort Toops, out in my car.
Good. Well, that answers two questions. As soon as our hobo gets here, we're all set. That's Wimp, Molly, like I said.
Yes. Bring Mort in, Doctor. Let's see him. He must be a real doll.
Yeah, I tried to bring him in, Molly, but he won't budge. We'll be lucky to get him out on the stage in that print dress of Mabel's.
We'll get him out there or I'll break his arm. Now, look, we got lots to do, Doc. You and Miss Sweet Violets, you better go on down to the club, huh?
All right.
Check the props. Set up the park bench and the lamppost and everything. Molly and I'll wait here for Wimp, and as soon as he shows up, we'll come on down.
Okay, but don't get lost and don't be late. I'll see you down there.
Okay. Now, let me see. I got my nightstick, my badge. Wait till you see this act tonight, Molly. You'll split. It's got a million laughs. Where's my cop cap? Oh, on.
Wallace Wimple ought to make a dandy hobo. He's such a sad-looking little man anyway.
Yeah, but the big laughs are my lines, of course. Naturally, I wrote it.
That figures.
Sure hope Wimp don't let us down, because if we don't show up, Mort will back out, and then... Oh, good, good, good. There must be our hobo now. Come in.
Hello, folks. Well, how do you like me in my... policeman's uniform.
policeman's... Oh, for the...
Oh, good gracious. You too?
Yeah, you were supposed to be the hobo.
Me? I thought Dr. Gamble was...
He's the rich banker.
Well, then who's the flower girl? My goodness, this is embarrassing. I thought... Well, I mean, I...
Well, come on. There's still time. We'll go down to the costume place and make the switch. Nothing gets done right around here unless you do it myself.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Most of us know the rules of safe driving. After all, for the most part, it's simply a matter of using common sense. We know, all of us, that traffic signs and signals should be obeyed, that they have been devised and set up for our own safety and protection. We know we should avoid excessive speeds, stay off the road after drinking, and that we should keep to the right to the center line. The truth is that a great many accidents happen when we give way to childish impulses to show off, to defy authorities, and let off steam, because such impulses cause us to ignore safety rules and act in an irresponsible way. But we can't ignore the high cost of lives and suffering caused by careless driving. Traffic accidents are responsible for more deaths of children from 1 to 14 than any other cause, including the dread diseases such as polio and cancer. Careless driving is kid stuff, which risks the driver's life as well as the lives of other people. The National Safety Council urges, act your age and drive carefully.
It's only a few more blocks, Mrs. McGee. The Acme Costume Company, it's called.
You direct me. My, this is a rundown-looking neighborhood. I've never been over in this section of town.
You wouldn't be here now if Wimp had paid attention when I was handing out the parts for this sketch the other night.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Well,
I...
there's plenty of time, boys. You can get out of that policeman's uniform and into a hobo outfit in a few minutes.
Hey, look. Look up ahead there. That bunch of kids.
Oh?
Hey, what's going on there?
Oh, dear. Look at those children.
Oh, good gracious. It's a fight.
Yeah, looks like they got one little kid backed up against the wall there. Wow.
McGee, they'll hurt that little fella. Look, one of them has a big stick. Go stop them, quick.
Me? Well, gee, those kids are kids, and I...
Hurry. Take that stick away from that big bully.
Yeah, but hey, quit shoving. I'm going.
Hey, Raymond, she's at the cops.
Hey, that's right. We are cops. Come on, Officer Wimple. Do your duty. All right now, lads, break it up or I'll be after running a lot of yous in now. You're right, Clancy.
Who? Faith and begotta, that's the truth, Sergeant. So, Scott, now, get along with you.
Yes, get along. That's a good boy, Wimp. Boy, look at him run.
Yes. You all right, Sonny?
Yeah. Oh, gee, thanks a lot, officers. That Grover Street gang is always picking on us kids. I guess I shouldn't come into their territory.
That's all right, lad. Just tell us where you live now. Us boys in blue will see that you get safely home. You wait here, Molly.
Don't be long, Sergeant. Remember, we still have to get Officer Wimple a new uniform.
Okay. Well, come on, Wimp. We'll walk on either side of this lad. And on the way, I'll tell you a few of the dangers that Officer Wimple and I have been through since we joined the force. Now, like you take the Dillinger, Mom. We were just rookies at that time. And while Officer Wimple twisted his arm, I took his gun. Naturally, the rest of them rats all gave up.
Gee, you guys sure are brave.
In our job, son, you have to be rough. I hope it isn't much further I'm pooped.
Well, it's just through that alley there.
Yike, what was that?
Help! Police! A stop thief! Help!
Oh, over here, lady. Here's a couple of cops. Real brave ones, too.
Huh? Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, thank goodness. This way, officers. Quick, over here, Harry. Here's the police.
But no.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
You see, we're not really... A lady, don't push.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Oh, all right, folks. The officer's got him cornered in the alley. Now, let them handle this.
Just stand back now, everyone. Stand back.
Now, what's he going to do?
Now what? My gosh, Wimp,
I hear you out there, copper. If you want me, come and get me.
Oh, who wants him?
Not me. But that mob's got the alley blocked, and we can't get out of here without... Oh, what was that?
Here's your gun, Sergeant. It just fell out of your holster, Mr. McGee. The candy spilled out all over the alley.
Oh. Well, thanks, Officer Wimple. Gee, I don't want to lose that candy. Now, keep your eye on the criminal while I kneel and reload.
No! No, no, no! I give up! Don't shoot! This gun I got ain't real honest. Look, it's got candy in it. See? Candy.
Goodness. Him, too.
I really didn't mean to be a criminal. It was my father's
there,
fault.
There, now, son. Everything is all right. We won't hurt you.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
Please don't put me in jail.
We got him, folks. He gave up.
Please, please me.
Oh, and here comes the squad car.
Please don't.
Oh, you guys were fearless. I'd like to shake your hands.
Another time, another time. Officer Wimple has to report back to headquarters. Here, bud, I put you in charge of this criminal. Here's his gun.
But wait.
I'm sorry, we're late now. I have to check on a 405.
What's that?
Who cares? You get 10 years for impersonating an officer, so let's get out of here.
Oh, dear. Wait for me.
That's it. There's the car, Wimp.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's us, Molly. Quick, open up.
Where have you two been? You've been gone almost an hour. If this isn't the silliest thing, filling that child's head full of wild stories of how you captured criminals single-handed. If either of you boys ever actually had a criminal cornered in an alley or somewhere. What are you laughing at? What's so funny? Come on. Let's get Mr. Wimple's costume changed and get over to the Elks. Honestly, you're just like two children playing policeman. I never saw...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Looking for a sparkling morning brightener? Hear the phrase that pays on NBC weekday mornings. Here is a show that will leave you smiling and at the same time allow you to play this exciting game right in your own home. The phrase that pays also gives you a chance to win one of the many, many valuable prizes. You'll enjoy this morning gloom chaser. It's quick, witty, and lots of fun. Listen to the phrase that pays weekday mornings on NBC Radio. Speaking of morning shows on NBC, there's your old standby favorite, Strike It Rich. Warren Hull is the MC. Every time you hear Strike It Rich, you'll know why they call it the show with a heart. Hear Strike It Rich each weekday morning on NBC. For dramatic afternoon entertainment, NBC presents Stella Dallas, Just Plain Bill, Young Widder Brown, Lorenzo Jones, and a delightfully different show called Hotel for Pets. Morning or afternoon, you'll find that NBC leads the rest with the best in radio entertainment.
Well, your comedy sketch was a big success, McGee. I thought those brother elks of yours would split their sides.
Yeah, they loved us.
I was proud of you, dearie. Well, it's been quite an evening, hasn't it?
Kiddo, you got no idea. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Jack Crucian played the crook, Dawes Butler the man, and Mary Lansing the woman. This is John Wald inviting you back with us tomorrow night as Mr. McGee undertakes to land a job as a food taster. Turns out to be pretty tasty for us, too. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.